Flatheads were parked at the diner, their vintage machines waxed and gleaming in the packed dirt parking lot. They meet every Wednesday morning, rain, shine, or engine check warning, slide a few tables together, then hold court as they argue aftermarket carburetors and auto body strategies. And, of course, politics du jour. The rest of us customers either avoid Wednesdays or else come for the show as a willing audience. I count myself in the latter. Today's improv started out with a lively discussion of Jerry's newly purchased 50 GMC five-window pickup. Original paint, completely stock, nearly immaculate except for a small rust hole in the left quarter panel. The flatheads debated whether Jerry should leave the original paint alone or go for a new spray job. An old argument between the purists and the car show enthusiasts. But somewhere between the spray booth boys and the letter B crowd, the conversation veered without warning into the deep ditch of this year's elections. Fairlane Frank, a proponent of two-tone Fords, had tossed a fork with a clatter onto his half-eaten chicken-fried steak, splattering white gravy across the Formica DMZ. "Trump's no Republican," he growled in a mouthful of rage and food. "He's hijacked the whole party." Pat, proud owner of a 1972 Gremlin and recipient of countless cheers and guffaws, cheerily suggested the time might be right for a third party. "The Know-Nothings," he suggested as a name. And so it began. Bel Air Bobby retorted that we already have that party, opening up a wild round of just which party qualified before Brenda, coffee pot in hand, said, "Maybe you boys should stick with four-barrel carburetors and dual Hemis, leave the politics to the professionals." Frank started to object, but Brenda stared him down with her headlights on high beam while she poured seconds and thirds. "Frank, I'm making minimum wage here. No benefits, no insurance, no 401k. Now my kid needs an operation. Trust me, you don't want to get me going on politics." And with that, she whirled to the next table. None of the car guys said a word for a full minute. Like the man said, all politics is local. But when they left, a tip from the boys, usually measly, was enough to buy Pat's Gremlin and pay for a paint job to boot.